We have out this morning and hope we can study together God's word and understand more how we need to live our life. This morning that we are going to look at things in our life that we all have, and that's burdens in our life. Everyone have burdens. It's faith for every man to have a burden in his life. The deepest and heaviest burdens sometimes are not always seen. You know, people may be carrying a heavy burden around with them right now. It may be someone that's sick in your family. It may be your own health that we just can't get well. It may be something that we can't control in our life. It may be a financial burden. But we all have burdens. We're going to look this morning at what the Bible teaches about burdens and how we should react to our burdens in our life. And we're going to look at three different ways that God teaches, the Bible teaches, that how man should handle burden. Every man should bear his own burden is the first one we're going to look at. Every man should bear his own burden. The second one we'll look at is bear one another's burden. And the third is cast your burden upon the Lord. Let's look at the first one. Every man shall bear his own burden. The Lord will give every man to go to work. To work. We're not supposed to lay back and just let the government feed us and take care of us and someone else take care of us, but we're supposed to work. In Mark 13, chapter 31st verse, he said, "For the Son of Man is that a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servant and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch." So we see here that he did. He left his home to go and work. We all need to work. We all need to learn that's part of our duty to work. In Galatians 6:4, it says, "But let every man prove his work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." We got to do what's right. We got to serve mankind and work for your life and work. No one can believe in the Lord for you. This morning, if you think that you're okay with the Lord and everybody's okay, remember, that's something you have to do. No one can serve God for you. No one can confess your sin and faith in Jesus Christ but you. No one can be baptized for you. Just something you have to do for yourself. No one can perform the Christian duty. What is Christian duty? We all have Christian duty. Men, women, part of the church. We are so thankful we belong to the Lord Church. We're not a church of doctrine. We're not a church of someone telling us how we have to act. We go to the Bible to learn how to worship our Lord. Nobody will answer on that day of judgment for you but yourself. It won't be nobody standing there for you. You can't hire a lawyer. Stand on that day of judgment, tell how good you were and what all good you done. In Romans 4:12, "So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Every one of us will get our chance to give our account to God what we done. And 2 Corinthians said, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the thing done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Do you think that you're ready to meet the judgment day? We'll have to stand before God. No one can do it for you. You won't get lost in the crowd. You can't hide behind someone else. You'll be there, you and God. Remember in our life, are we serving God if we should? We find out that burden is hard to bear sometimes, isn't it? God knows where every creature is. It said in Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You're not going to hide. You can hide from each other. We can live a terrible life and say, and come down here on Sunday and say, I'm okay. Look how I am. I'm all dressed up. I'm ready to go. I'm happy. I don't do anything wrong, but in our heart, we know that we're not right. We are told to bear one another's burden. Some burdens are not to be shared with others. Philippians 2:4 tells us, look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on things of others. Sometimes we have burden in our life that we just can't handle ourselves. We got brother and sister in Christ. Go to them. That's what we're here for. Don't be so secret about your life. You got a problem? That's what we're here for. We are a family. If we're not a family, what are we? Are we scared to talk to one another? In Galatians 6:1, it said, brother, if a man be overtaken in a fault, which are spiritual, restore such a one in spirit and meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Sometimes we can't handle it ourselves, can we? We may have a fault in our life that it's just uncontrollable. We may need some help. The Bible teaches that we can come to our brothers and sisters and ask prayer. That's why we offer prayer every Sunday for people that need to come, and we'll pray. And the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We must be restored in meekness and in spirit. We are to help those who have the burden of sorrow. In Romans 12:15, it says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Do we do that? We find someone that's having trouble. Or they lost loved ones. Do we say anything? Do we send them a little card? Sympathy card? Do we do anything? Oh yeah, I heard that. I hate that. That's normally what we say, ain't it? Bible teaches for us to rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. They done something good, rejoice with them. So proud. They lost loved one, weep with them. Don't just throw it all on them. They need help. First Corinthians 12:26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member be honored, all the members rejoice with him. We need to go back to the Bible, don't we?
I can't.
How can we help people bear their burden? We all have burden. We all have financial trouble. We all have so many things in our life. I know you get our age, you get health problems. We stay at the doctor's office more than we stay anywhere else. But it's a burden sometimes. But we fight it. We are bearing our burden. How may we help people to bear their burden? One way we could do it by living a right life in front of them. If you live a Christian life, that tells other people that I want to be like that. You go around, you act like you don't care about anybody. What's that telling you? We're a body. We're a body of church, body of Christ, body of this church. We need to have this thing full of people every Sunday. All you doctrine church, they full. They living for a doctrine, but we live for the Bible. We live for the Lord church, the church that Christ established in the books of Acts. Everybody ought to be clinging for this truth, but they're not. Another way to show people how to bear the burden is constantly believing in people. We should believe in them. Encourage others. In 1 Thessalonians 5:4 tells us, now we exhort you, brother, warn them that they are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Are we helping our brothers and sisters in Christ with their burdens? Or we have the attitude of we don't care. They'll make it some way or another. I've heard that all my life. Don't worry about them. They'll make it. They made it this far. Have you ever heard that? They made it this far. They'll make it. Not saying that. Go to them. Can I help you with anything? I want to serve you. Serve my Lord and Master Jesus Christ. I want to do what I'm told to do. And I want to lift your burden if I can. You know, there's some burdens in life that we can't control. You know, you say, well, this government and all these bad things that's going on in the world right now, I can't stand them. Homosexual and everything else is going on in the world. How can we stand that? That's a burden we can't control. But we can pray for it. God can control it. Some burden is beyond our reach of human efforts. You got to cast it upon the Lord. You open, you turn the news channels on, you hear the terrible things in the world that's going on. And what do? Oh, you get scared, you fear, the world coming to the end. You're a Christian, you shouldn't worry about the work time. The Lord knows when you leave it. God already got that day marked down. Why be concerned about a nuclear attack or anything else going on? God is in control. If you don't believe God in control, there's something wrong with you. They can blow all the missiles they want. If God ain't ready for you, you're not leaving. We may not leave this building today if it's God didn't meant for us to. God can take away our burden. But we need to pray Father, in thy willing, move this cup from me. Not my will, but thy be done in my life. That's what we need to ask them. Not my will, but I want your will be done in my life. He will give us the strength to bear it. We need to look to God. That's where we fail ourselves. We think that God is not strong enough to do what we need. We have it in our mind that we have things in our life that no one else has. We got sickness in our family. We need help. I worry about it day and night. Why worry? Pray. God's in control. Remember, God is in control. You can worry and worry, and I know I'm the worst one of it. Sit there and worry myself and everybody's sick. But it didn't do a bit of good, did it? Put more white hair in your head. Can't rest good at night. Wake up the next morning, you just feel like, I don't know, I didn't sleep good last night, I worried all night. Why'd you worry? Did you pray before you went to bed? Did you pray when you woke up this morning? That's all you got to do. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. You cast all your care upon the Lord. Do we cast all our cares upon the Lord? You know, every time I give a lesson like this, it helps me more than it probably ever helped y'all. Do we care enough to think that God can take care of our problems? We can't do it ourselves. Philippians 4:5-7, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known unto God. We got a meeting coming up, don't we? If we worried about a meeting as much as we do anything else, like maybe we have a vacation or we have a job interview or something, if we had put as much thought in our meeting as we did them things, our meeting would be such more of a success. Ask one or two to come with you. We're not going to bite them. We're going to be nice to them. We're going to glorify them. Because they ask to God. They are here in the Lord's house. We got a meeting coming up. I want every one of you, every one of us, invite someone. We want to serve the Lord. Yes, we have burden in our life, but our burden can be satisfied. When we die, the burden will die. I'm sure my mother and daddy and my granddaddy and all of them would think crazy things about what's going on now. Just like we think crazy things that's going on now. Time changes. But God don't never change. We need to serve the Lord with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and put Him first in everything that we do. We must be willing to assume no bearing burden of responsibility. Are we responsible this morning for our things that we do in our lives? We got some that celebrating things. We got I think maybe more, I think two babies fitting to be born. Young people having children, and we are so proud about that. We got people that's going to be graduating. We got couples going to be married. We got so much to be excited about right now. So much is going on. We got young kids in our church. We are blessed to have that. A lot of people don't have that. They got all old people, and they just got one foot in the grave and one on a banana peel, and they say, we are so blessed here at Boca Chica. We need to grow. And how we do that? Serving the Lord and doing what's right. Let's show it, this meeting that we got coming up. Brother Ram, I never heard him speak, but I heard a lot of things about him. Let's show, let's fill this building full. Let's do our will. You have a burden this morning, let's get it satisfied. It's one that you can handle, bear your own burden. If it's one you can't solve yourself, ask the brother and sister to help you. If it's one that no one can carry, if it's one of them things that government is taking over and you just can't stand it no further, well, no one's going to be able to help you but God. Go to God. Pray for your burden. Bear your burden. Quit worrying so much about things that you can't control. Do the thing that we can control in life. We'll always have burdens, because the Bible teaches it. But we always have a Lord that we can go to and ask for prayers. Lift our burden. We pray that this morning. Everyone that's here that's got a burden, let's pray that we'll be lifted this morning. I know this morning that it's not been a long lesson, but I pray, Father, that it's been a good lesson. I pray that we can serve God better. I know a lot of things going on right now in our life. We're getting old. Some of us getting old. Some of you young people, we need you. We need you bad. We had an elder meeting. We need young people. We need the young people coming on. Please consider serving the Lord and doing more for the church. That's all we ask. The Lord needs you. When you stand before God that day, say, I've done all I could do. If you've done all you can do, that's all you can do. This morning we're going to give the invitation. If you've never been baptized in the Lord's church, you need to come. You hear the word, believe the word, repent, confess, and be buried with them and baptized to them to walk in the newness of life. This morning, you need the prayer to the church. You need something that's burdening you down. You need something that you can't control yourself. Come, let us pray for you. That we can do, that the Lord can help you. Come while we